युगवर्तिभिः मनुजै इज्जते राजन् श्रेयसा ईश्वरो हरिः। एवं युगानुरूपाभ्यां भगवान् युगवर्तिभिः मनुजैर् इज्जते राजन् श्रेयसामीश्वरो हरिः। एवं युगानुरूपाभ्यां भगवान् युगवर्तिभिः मनुजैर् इज्जते राजन् श्रेयसामीश्वरो हरिः। एवं युगानुरूपाभ्यां भगवान् युगवर्तिभिः मनुजैर् इज्जते राजन् श्रेयसामीश्वरो हरिः। Matajis, evam thus, Yuganurupabhya, by particular name and form, suitable for each age, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yugavartibhi, by those living in each of the different ages. Manajai, human beings. Ijjate, is worshipped. Rajan, O King. Shreyasa, for all spiritual benefit. Ishvaraha, the controller. Harihi, Lord Hari. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Ravind Bhakti Vidhan Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, O King, the Supreme Lord Hari is the giver of all desirable benefits of life. Intelligent human beings worship the particular forms and names that Lord manifests in different ages. Purport. The word Yurupabhyam, Yuganurupabhyam, is significant here. Anurupa means suitable or appropriate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, anxiously desires that all conditioned living beings, living entities, come back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Thus, the Lord reveals Himself in each of the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, in a form appropriate for worship by the human beings of that age. In His Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Purva Khanda 1.25, Srila Rupa Goswami states, Kathate Varnanamabhyam Shukla Satya Yuge Harihi Rakta Shyama Kramat Krishnas Tretayam Dwapare Kalau. The Supreme Lord Hari is described in terms of His color and names as Shukla, white or the most pure, in Satya Yuga, and as red and dark blue and black respectively in Treta, Dwapar and Kali. Thus, although in each age various names suitable for glorifying the Lord are given, such as Hamsa and Suparna in Satya Yuga, Vishnu and Yajna in Treta Yuga, and Vasudev and Sankarshan in Dwapar Yuga, similar names are not given for Kali Yuga. Although such names exist, in order to avoid disclosing cheaply the truth of the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Kali Yuga, human society is infested with hypocrisy and superficiality. There is a strong tendency towards imitation and fraud in this age. Therefore, the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealed in Vedic literatures in a confidential, discreet way, so that it will be known to the authorized persons who can then propagate the mission of the Lord on the earth. We actually see in this modern age that many foolish and ordinary persons claim to be God or incarnation, avatars, etc. There are many cheap philosophies and academies that promise for a moderate fee to make one God in a short time. In America, one famous religious group promises its followers that they will all become the Supreme Lord in heaven. Such bogus preaching goes on in the name of Christianity. Thus, were Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name widely spoken of in Vedic literature, there would soon be a veritable plague of imitation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's infesting the world. Therefore, to prevent this pandemonium, discretion is exercised in the Vedic literatures in Kali Yuga, and in a sober, concealed way, the actual followers of Vedic culture are informed through the Vedic mantras of descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This discreet system selected by the Lord Himself for His appearance in Kali Yuga is proving to be greatly successful on the earthly planet. And throughout the world, millions of people are chanting the holy names of Krishna without unbearable harassment of thousands and hundreds of imitation Chaitanya Mahaprabhus. Thus, those who seriously desire to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead can easily understand the Lord's mission. Whereas cynical, materialistic rascals, puffed up by false prestige and madly considering their insignificant intelligence to be greater than the intelligence of Lord Krishna, cannot understand the beautiful arrangement made by Lord for His graceful descent into the material world. Thus, although Krishna is Shreyasam Ishwarah, or the Lord of all benedictions, such foolish persons turn away from Lord's mission and in the way deprive themselves of their own true benefit in life. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Radhita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha panchatattvaatmakam krishnam bhakta roopa swaroopakam bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam he krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpate gopesh gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye jai shri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shrivashadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah, Sarva Vaidaika Satphala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhyah, Sarva Lokaika Drikpada, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya, Sri Krishna Parivartita, Paramananda Pathaya, Sri Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varsha Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Matsangi Mangoro Man Mahadhana Madanistarga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadai Nati Nichicho Tadaka Hanamunchakadachinamam Premnarita Kanthayos Puraha Mukam karoti vachanam, pangum langayati girim, yat kripatamaham vande, shri gunam dinatarinam, paramanandamadha, shri chaitanya ishwaram. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Canto 11, chapter number 5, Narada's teachings to Vasudeva, text number 35. I would like to thank the authorities to giving me an opportunity to speak on this beautiful verses, which are the conclusive part of Srimad Bhagavatam and the secret section of Srimad Bhagavatam, although not qualified by any angle or any parameter, I'm very grateful so that at least this one purport I will take it. At least I'll go through every word. So I would seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas that I can speak something for the glorification of Srila Prabhupada and glorification of the Yuga Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very interesting section. A lot has been said about this section, about the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord, you know, descends. He descends, He comes by His own will, and He comes in His own way. Many of us, we land. We just, you know, drop and come to this material world. We don't come by our will. The destination is not fixed. The reason is absolutely not fixed. But here, the Lord is coming with a purpose. Just as Shri Gajendra, he speaks out the beautiful prayers and somehow or other he is not able to remember the name of the Lord. In his last life he has worshipped the Lord very nicely, and because of that intense situation that time, he is calling out the qualities of the Lord. Oh Lord, you are so merciful. Oh Lord, you come and save. You are the Savior. But he is not able to call. So similarly, in this section, in a very discreet way, all the qualities, the entire description, but the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned. What his appearance will be, what his activities will be, what his qualities will be, and why he has come, how does he come. Everything is mentioned, but the name. As this purport mentions, the intelligent people, they will understand and take the purport of who that incarnation is, and understanding the purport of His incarnation, they will spread His glories, by which He will not, there will not be any misinterpretation by anybody else. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyair Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasa. Only the intelligent. Now what kind of intelligence is referred to here? I'm speaking from my little speculation here. So please forgive if I transgress the etiquette. Now what kind of intelligence are we talking about here? Here also the purport mentions. Intelligent human beings worship the particular forms and names that the Lord manifests in different ages. Now this intelligence, is this the scholarly intelligence or the academic intelligence that we are talking about? The world is full of such intelligentsia who can twist and turn all the verses of the scripture, but yet their state could be like those honeybees who are licking the bottles of honey from outside. Now what is that particular factor that makes their intelligence not achieve the secret of all the scriptures? And that is service to the acharyas and that humble mood by which they can spiritualize their intelligence. We have the intelligence, and that intelligence can be only shuffling in the needs of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But to come out of that loop, until unless that intelligence is spiritualized, the secret of the Shastra will never be revealed. The secret of what exactly is Sukadeva Goswami speaking here. Just as even Sukadeva Goswami refrained from speaking the names of Srimati Radharani, here he is also refraining from speaking the direct names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Gauranga, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai. The names are not given. But the intelligent, the spiritually intelligent, will be able to grasp that, as all the acharyas, all the Gaudi acharyas have taken to this purport and have understood what exactly the incarnation is referred here. Now this intelligence, the spiritual intelligence, it works in many ways. If one takes the dictation, if you take the analogy from Srimad Bhagavad Gita of the chariot. The chariot driver is there, the charioteer, the owner of the chariot is there, or the passenger, the driver is there, the reins are there, and the horses are there. Now, if charioteer, he is from any background, doesn't matter. But if the passenger, he gives direction to the charioteer, please take this here and please take this there, then the charioteer, listening to the passenger, will pull the reins accordingly and the horses will go in that direction. But if the reverse happens, the horses take you where they want, where the intelligence is weak, where the charioteer is not able to control the horses, then what will happen? The destination where the soul wanted to go, as Bhagavad Gita is speaking, will not be achieved. Rather, it will be a very, very crooked ride, where at the end the passenger will be, unconscious and not be able to understand where he is. So similarly, that intelligence, intelligence is considered to be like the LOC, Just like between India and Pakistan, we have a LOC. It's a disputed area. Kiska hai? You know? So the intelligence of a living entity is disputed. Why? Until unless he does his sadhana properly, that intelligence will come on Krishna's side and will help him to take his chariot towards Krishna. But once he takes it to the senses and does not do the basics of Krishna consciousness properly, the A, B, C and D properly, what will happen? That intelligence will be dragged to the mad senses, which are the horses going in two different directions. You can imagine, you know, just going on a, you know, if somebody has actually traveled in a horse cart, if one horse is, you know, if that horse becomes mad, it's difficult. And if you have two horses who are mad, it's so much difficult. And if you have five horses who are all of them mad, and they go in five directions, what will happen? A massive accident. The purpose of that travel, the purpose of that chariot will not be fulfilled. So that LOC, once that line of control is exercised upwards, then the destination will not come from your senses to intelligence to the soul. If that goes that way, then you won't be able to control. But once the control goes downwards from Krishna to the soul, according to parampara, when he takes the instruction from Krishna and lives a life according to what the Shastras say, then the LOC will go in a proper way and the intelligence will take us back to Godhead by understanding the purport of what the Vedic scriptures are speaking about. Otherwise, it's like, you know, anybody who understands English reading chemistry books. Just because I know the grammar and just because I know the language, it doesn't mean that I can understand a particular subject matter. I need to have a proper training in that. I need to have a proper authority to understand that. And that authority is given by the instructions of Krishna. By submitting oneself to the instructions of Krishna that come through Guru. Now we've seen this purport, you know, Yugano Rupabhyam. You know, Srila Prabhupada, in his preaching, has so many times given, you know, such relevant purports, relevant examples, which could be understood. What is the distinction? Now, this is the month of Bhagavad Gita Marathon, and the, you know, what is it called? Unique selling point, USP, that we talk about the Bhagavad Gita that we are promoting is the relevant purports that Srila Prabhupada is giving according to what, how this Gita can be understood in today's life. Once in Vrindavan, during Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, one of the Gaudiya Sannyasis, he was giving offering after Puri Maharaj. When Puri Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, gave the offering, he was, you know, in a very enthusiastic mood. He was just glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Swamiji, he is the one who did the preaching in the West. It was not possible. You know, I still remember the first verse of the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? How cheating religion. Yeah, dharma proj the kite. You know, how shouting that, you know, he did not care for any compromised religion. He just gave the essence. And after that, one of his disciples spoke. And I, somehow that memory is very vivid in my vision. I can still, you know, then he was saying that before that many Gitas were spoken. And there were many commentaries given. Many rasic commentaries were given. And there were many analytical commentaries were given. But what Srila Prabhupada has given to this world are relevant commentaries to this day and age. Because these Shastras, the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, were available to whom? Were available to the qualified Brahmanas. You know, many of us didn't know the difference between Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam till we came to ISKCON. We always thought it was the same. That gift was given by Srila Prabhupada to us, where without any qualification, he gave the purports where we can understand how we, first of all, we received it, and then how do we apply it in our life. That was received. The unique selling point is these purports are purports for somebody who is steeped in sense gratification and who can be taken to the level of Krishna consciousness. That's why every purport is a unique purport. You know, because Bhule Bhatke, if somebody even reads one purport, he should get the complete essence of Krishna consciousness. That's why even if the whole Gita, even one purport is read, it could lead to saving of his life. You know, so many book description stories are there where somebody about to commit suicide on the railway tracks just reads one purport or reads one line, and that line changes his life. Srila Prabhupada invested so much time in these purports where one life can be saved. So much investment just to save that one life. So here, Yugana Rupa Bhyam, just as somebody wanted, just according to somebody's need, Krishna appears in different ages. Suitable and appropriate. Just like in the Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sat Prahari Leela, there is seven praharas, or one danda is 3 hours. So it comes to 21 hours of the Leela, where he always, you know, rejected anybody who called him God or who called him the avatar of Vishnu. But one day suddenly he was ready. He was ready to be worshipped. And there, in this beautiful Leela, in that secret corners, he showed everybody how he is the avatari, how he is the essence of all avatar. Avatar sar gaur avatar. And in that Leela, how he reveals to Sri Murari Gupta that he is none other than Lord Ram. Then he appears to, you know, we have the picture here, Sri Sridhar Kolavicha, who is none other than Sudama of Krishna Leela. He appears to him as how? He is Krishna and Balaram. So like that, the Lord revealed his avatars in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. To Sri Ramananda Rai, he appears as Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So in his Leela also he has shown, but in a very secret way. Not in the whole assembly, but to those who have that spiritual intelligence, that mood of service, that mood of submission to the Shastras and to the instructions of Krishna. And also we see in Srimad Bhagavatam where so many of the preachers, we discussed this before so many times, but how Narad Muni also is appearing and preaching according to the time, place and circumstance. You know, how to Haryashwas he preached to a riddle. Although they could understand, you know, he could have given them so many stories, he could have given them so many analogies, but rather he chose to speak them in riddles. And even before giving the answers, they had already been preached. You know, just like Srila Prabhupada described to the hippies as he was preaching to these devotees, he was saying, what is the spiritual world? What is the experience of spiritual world? Now, you know, somebody who is deep into the dirt of this material world How will he understand the sweetness and the greatness of the sweet rice? Right? You know, you get to taste the sweet rice and then you'll understand. But how will somebody who has for lives together always tasted dirt, how will he understand that what is sweet rice? You know, for that Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that, you know, how the spiritual world is a ocean of LSD. You know, you have the experience of LSD, but what is the spiritual world? The spiritual world is the ocean of LSD. Now, until unless, you know, Prabhupada is showing here how whatever we have to speak, you know, we have to speak in relation to the audience. If that relationship is not, if that relevance is not meted, or the relevance is not practiced, then we become orthodox, or we become neglected. We are not able to pass our message as we wanted. Now here in the purport, you know, they are mentioning how that in this day and age, so many bogus gurus have come up, and so many incarnations have come up who claim themselves. So therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Arjuna is also mentioning and asking Krishna to show his Vishwarupa. He knows about his greatness, but in open he's mentioning so that it will be recorded that yes, show me your universal roop, so that if somebody claims to be incarnation of God, then he also has to show the universal roop. The universal feature has to be shown. If he cannot show that, he'll not be able to qualify it as incarnation. Also, very interesting section comes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. He's giving him all the basic information of Krishna consciousness and how the education in Krishna consciousness has to be established. That particular chapters are very famously known as Chaitanya Shiksha. And in that Chaitanya Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning to Sanatana Goswami about the Yugavataras. And there, Sanatana Goswami very, very humorously asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but what about Yugavatar? What about Kaliyugavatar? You know, who is Kaliyugavatar? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tries to evade that question. You know, he very intelligently tries to evade that question. That is mentioned in the scriptures, but he doesn't give a clear understanding. No, he doesn't want to face that question. That, you know, that he is trying to corner him by asking questions, but he is not answering that. He's saying, no, let's go ahead. Let's go to the next syllabus. You know, not like the teachers that you don't know the syllabus or who don't know how to the art to teach that particular subject. But here he is evading because he doesn't want to, you know, openly claim how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is the incarnation for this age. So, as we are talking here about spiritual intelligence, I thought I'll take this opportunity to speak about one such great devotee who wrote very beautiful prayers when his spiritual intelligence was aroused or was ignited, you can say. Here, I'm speaking about this great king, King Kulashekhar. As King Kulashekhar was worshipping Lord Ram to his heart's content and intense love for him, one day in his dreams as he saw Lord Mukunda. And he saw the 200 form of Krishna. He went mad in love of Krishna. And that day itself, he ran towards the Ranganath temple. And in the Anantapadmanabha temple also, there is this particular mandapa where it is said that Kulashekhar mandapa, where he wrote these beautiful poems. You know, when you read these poetry, the prayers of Lord of King Kulashekhara, we come across what exactly happens when somebody awakens and what is the feature. You know, we have discussed many times, but it's a very ecstatic poem. You know, sometimes he comes here, sometimes he comes there. You know, there is not a classified way in which he's, you know, coming from one point to another. He's just in ecstasy. He's just speaking one thing and then another thing. It's very, very amazing. These poems, like many of his compositions are in Tamil, but this particular composition is in Sanskrit. And the particular verse, Krishna tadiya padabankaja panjarantam addaiva vishutame manasa raja hamsa prana prayana samaye kafavata pittai kantha varodana vidho smaranam kutaste. Here, this particular prayer was again and again quoted, sang and relished by Srila Prabhupada. Because here, it speaks of the earnest plea of a sadhaka who's telling the Lord that now that I am able to enter my mind into the beautiful lotus feet of your beautiful deha, I am able to concentrate my mind. Let me give up this body now, because I don't know later how am I going to remember you. My mind is entering Krishna tadiya padapankaja panjarantam, in the lotus, you know, the lotus twines of your feet I am entering, but I might not able to do later, because as I die my voice will be full of kapha. The combination of pitta, vata and kapha is going to disturb me so much at the end of my life. I don't know if I'll be able to remember you. So please, help me to remember you. So here he begins his prayer. So I'll just take few minutes where I can just speak about these prayers. He starts with, Shri Vallabheti Varadeti Dayapareti Bhakta Priyeti Bhavalunthana Kovideti Natheti Nagashayaneti Jagannivasetya Alapinam Pratidinam Kuruma Mukunda. He's saying, let me pray to you. Let me pray to you as you have incarnated. Shri Vallabheti, you are the husband of Goddess of Fortune. Let me pray to you, and my prayer to you is, let me pray to you. Let this ability of praying to you descend upon me. Jayatu jayatu devo devaki nandanoyam jayatu jayatu krishno vrishnivamsha pradipa jayatu jayatu meghasya malako malango jayatu jayatu prithvi bharanasho mukunda. All glory to the son of Devaki, to the connoisseur of eyes of the Vrishnis. Please, O Lord, all glory unto you. Then he is saying, what is actually my aspiration? Mukunda murdhana pranipatya yache bhavantame kantamiyantamartham avismritistava charanaravinde Bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat. I want the prasad. Everybody likes prasad. But what kind of prasad am I looking for? He's saying, I just want the prasad. Mukunda murdhana pranipatya yache. I'm yearning for it. Bhavantam ekantam yantam artham. Avismritistava charanar. I don't want the avismriti of your lotus feet. Let me never forget the lotus feet who can give me such immense spiritual benefit that I cannot even fathom of. Please, let me always remember them because they are my most treasured wealth. Then he's saying, what do I don't want? He's saying, Naham vande tava charana yora dvandvam advandva heto. I'm not worshipping you for the advandva. I'm not worshipping you so that I can merge in you. Naham vande tava charana yora dvandvam advandva heto. Kumbhipakam gurum api hare narakam napanentum. Ramya rama mrudu tanulata nandane napirantum. Bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantam. Neither I am worshipping you to be liberated and become one with the Lord, with one with you, or neither am I worshipping you out of, you know, the pain that I'll be suffering in hell. I don't want you to, you want me to save me from that also. And neither am I worshipping you so that I can, you know, enjoy the beautiful apsaras in the Nandankanan garden. Bhav, he's saying, Bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantam. A very, very dangerous prayer. He's saying, Bhave bhave hridaya bhavane. He's saying that, Bhave bhave, I'm in the material world, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvai. Saying, let me worship, never forget your this lotus feet in this material world. But at what cost? What is the cost that I'm going to get? Saying, Nasta dharmena vasunichaye naiva kamopabhoge yad bhavyam tad bhavatu bhagavan purva karmanu rupam etad prartham mama bahumatam janma janmantarepi tvatpadambo yugagata nishchala bhaktirastu. Whatever it may be, I'm ready to pay the cost of taking birth again and again, but let me not forget your lotus feet. Okay, but what if after, you know, I keep shifting from one planet to another, you know, if I get this birth here or birth there, what will be my prayer? Diviva bhuviva mamastu vaso narakeva narakantaka prakamama avadirita saradara vindo charano te marane pichintayami. Saying, let me be anywhere in divi or bhuvi. Let me be in heaven or let me be in this material world. If you want to give me birth again and again in this universe, any planet that might be, or, you know, from the top, from Tapaloka to the last planet, wherever I am going, whatever condition, I am ready to suffer that. But only one thing I want. Charano te marane pi chintayami. Let me never forget, you know, because every birth I will die. And in that death, let me not forget you. Let me always remember you throughout, and at the end, let me always remember you. Lord, what should be the nature of my remembrance in your lotus feet? Chintayami harimeva santatam mandahasamuditananambujam anandagopatanayam paratparam naradadi munivrindavanditam. As Narada and all the munis, they worship your lotus feet with so much intensity, let me worship similarly. Chintayami harimeva santatam mandaha samuditananambujam. And that beautiful law, beautiful form which is mildly smiling. Nanda Gopa Tanayam Paratparam. You know, he is the son of Nanda Gopa. Paratparam, but able to deliver. Let me remember that form intensely. But what if in any state I meditate? But what exactly will happen if I meditate, and what form should I meditate? So he is saying, Karacharana Saroje Kanti Mannetra Meene Shamamushi Bhujavichi Vyakulagadha Marge Harisari Sivigahayapi Yatejo Jalogham Bhavamaru Parakhinya Adya Klesham Tejami. He is saying, the desert of the material existence has exhausted me. Okay. Wherever I am exhausted. But today I will cast aside all troubles by diving into the lake of Lord Hari and drinking freely of the abundant waters of the splendor. The lotuses in that lake are his hands and feet. The lake is the Lord. And that lotuses in that lake, you know, when we went to Mayapur, just besides the Katha Pandal, just opposite there were beautiful lotuses. And those lotuses were so bright, you know, as big as my palm, you know, one petal of the lotus, fluorescent pink and white. Just to see that come up, it was so very, you know, enchanting. You know, many times in the morning they used to break those lotuses and offer to Radha Madhav. So here he is saying, these lotuses are like your hands and feet, and the fishes in the brilliant waters are like your eyes. That lake's water relieves all the fatigue, and is agitated by the waves of his arms. Its current flows deep beyond fathoming. So it will take me back to God, and please let me enter. Let my meditation be so strong. I want to meditate on your feet. And how do I want to meditate? I want to meditate by entering in that beautiful lake. But what if my mind starts taking pleasure in something else? Sarasi janayane sashankha chakre murabidva viramasva chittarantum sukataram paramana jatu jane haricharana smaranamrtena tulyam. O mind, please never stop taking pleasure in thinking of Mura, demon's destroyer. You have taken pleasure everywhere, but don't forget that pleasure. This pleasure, why? Because that destroyer who has lotus eyes and bears the conch and the disc weapon, think about him indeed, because I know of nothing else that gives much extreme pleasure as meditating on Lord Hari's divine feet. That pleasure of meditating on his lotus feet is much more than the pleasure that you'll get anywhere else, O mind. Please meditate there. But what if I am fearful? But what if the mind is fearful because he has sinned so much? And he has, for so many lifetimes, accumulated so much nonsense of images and so much unuseful intelligence. You know, all the different experiences of what the intelligence used to. What if he has accumulated that? Kya karu? Uske baad, you know, what if, you know, I will try to meditate, but what if the Lord doesn't reciprocate back to me? So the very, very hope-giving verse is saying, Ma bhiramanda mano vichinta bahuda yamishchiram yatana naivami prabhavanti papari pavah swami nano shridhara alasya vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasvanarayanam lokasya vasanapano danakaro dasasya kim nakshama. O foolish mind, stop your fearful fretting. You know, he is shivering. Why? About the extensive torments imposed by Yamraj because of all the sins. How can your enemies, the sinful reactions you have accrued, you know, you have accumulated, and where your reactions are going to come soon, even touch you? After all, is your master not the Supreme Lord, the husband of Goddess Shri? Cast aside all hesitation and concentrate your thoughts on Lord Narayan, whom one very easily attains through devotional service. What can that dispeller of the whole world's troubles not do for his own servant? He is doing everything, you know, for all his servants. You know, just yesterday I was reading, somebody said that, you know, he is such a maintainer that even, you know, there has not been any instance where a sleeping bird on the tree falls because of misbalance. You know, he's sleeping there and he sleeps standing and he doesn't fall. What an arrangement. So why do you think that you being trying to follow his devotional service will be neglected and will be subjected to so many atrocities by Yama? He is not an ungrateful master. He is a master who will take care of you for life. Just I'll take one more. But what if my heart, you know, this is a very, particularly I like this particular verse, you know, very bold for him to claim that, where he's saying, what if in the process of devotional service, I'm attracted by Cupid and lust overcomes me? What will I do? So there he's saying, Madana parihara sthitim madiye manasi mukunda padaravinda dhamni haranayana krushanu nakrushosi smarasi na chakra parakramam murare. He's saying, your heart is the sitting place of Murari, who has killed by his Sudarshan. He has killed Murari, Mura demon by his Sudarshan. Now, O Cupid, won't you understand that as you are incinerated by the eyes of Lord Shiva, and the Lord Shiva has incinerated you, aren't you fearful? So don't worry if you're taking the shelter of lotus feet of Hari. He will take care, but what is required is spiritualizing our intelligence by taking proper shelter of sadhana, seva, and the lotus feet of Shri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.